You're listening to the Mundy Maniacs podcast.
Hey, we're here for episode 50 of the Mundy Maniacs podcast. 50!
Yay!
And
where's the fireworks sound going off? Boom, 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 boom.
Something like that. Yes, exactly. Boom, boom, boom. It's me, Kevin, Busan Kevin, coming to you from Shenzhen, China. Joining me here in with me in Shenzhen is the only other two players. We got Batman Kai. Say hi. And I don't know if there is Sumiko Neko in the room. Do you want to say hi? That means no. Okay, so me and Batman Kai. And hey, we got PJ and Sarah coming from Japan. Hey, guys.
Hey. Hello, hello, hello.
And here we are with episode number 50, which is very cool. And this episode, we're going to have a few things going on. We're going to be talking to – we're going to have a guest from America. Who's coming to us from America, Sarah?
You know, the one, the only, Carson. Everybody knows Carson.
Buckeye catcher. Cool. Carson is
Yeah. I am so excited. I've been wanting to chat with this young gentleman for the longest time, and I'm so excited that he's on the show today.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been on before. And we've watched his meteoric rise in points over the last couple of years. Yeah, so it's going to be really cool. He's got some big changes come up in his life. And we're going to talk about his playing and all that stuff. And we also, and maybe we'll start before we get into our conversation with Carson. We'll just and here's the thing, guys. Sarah is going to have to maybe come and go during this episode. So be prepared if it seems a little confusing at times. We're all living busy lives, and she's living a very busy one this weekend. But we've got a big event coming up this summer. Ooh. And Kai said, ooh. And yeah, we're excited because this will be our first event.
Yes, our first big event.
Well, our first event at all. I guess like we had kind of an informal one back in 2020 when we were there in Japan at the same place. We had an informal event where there was me and PJ and another player named Japanian and his son. And I think he had a friend with him. And, you know, we kind of went around. But it wasn't an actual official event. But we wrote together. Sarah, tell us about it. Because you're the one who's putting this together.
Yeah, well, just because we wanted to celebrate Kevin and Kai returning. And, you know, it's festival season in Japan. And what better thing to do than Mundy, you know, before it gets too hot. And so, we just decided we should have a little Mundy bash in Kevin and Kai's honor. And to get all of the Mundy players together and... Yeah, we're going to have a big, big bash. I've got a garden I'm going to put up the beginning of the week. Okay. I'll put that up on the Mundy Garden Facebook page for everybody, as well as definitely the podcast group. So definitely looking forward to everybody's contribution. But basically, you know, if you've ever wanted to come to Japan – hey, you know what? Here's a really good time to come to Japan, people, and let's Mundy together.
That's right. So it's going to be on Sunday, July the 9th, and I think it's already on the Mundy calendar.
Yes, it is.
So go check that out, guys, on the Mundy calendar, July 9th in Japan. Mm-hmm. If anyone in the world is planning on traveling to Asia this summer, they want to come to Japan, they happen to be in Japan, come down to Osaka. Mm-hmm. Osaka Castle Park is one of the biggest tourist destinations in the country. It's one of the biggest ones here in Osaka. We're excited. We'll be there. We're spending a month this summer in Osaka. So it's gonna be fantastic. So we're super stoked about that. and a little bit of unrelated to that event, just I heard some very interesting thing from Mrs. Sour Flush, who is a former guest on the podcast, which is neat. I'm going to be moving to the island of Penang, Malaysia. She put a POI in Penang, assuming that Kai and I would be the first to cap it. And just a few hours ago, it got capped by someone else. So she messaged me, and then as I looked, and several of the Munzees that I have been putting in Penang and in the Georgetown area have been capped today. It would seem that someone's traveling.
Like a visitor or a local player? Do you?
It was a visitor, because it looks like just a few days ago they were in Dubai, and I think they're a German player. It looked like from their history they. Yes. And right now, by the way, guys, PJ is playing with the Zoom filters, which Batman Kai always finds very hilarious.
You know, Kevin, you're just distracting the audience. Well, let's get back to the main topic. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Only with you.
Sure.
Yeah. He only does it when you're here, Kai.
Nice to know.
Because he knows it wouldn't have the same effect on Sarah and I.
No, I think I'm a merrymaker.
Yes. So that's very cool. So we've got some of those very fun things happening. And again, that event's going to be big. We're going to promote the heck out of it. We'll put stuff on the Facebook group about it. The Munzee Maniacs podcast page. We'll be sharing stuff on the cooler starting pretty much now. Get those summer plans going right now in Osaka. What does the Munzee kind of landscape look like already in Osaka Castle Park and Osaka? Do you think it's worth a player coming to visit?
Oh, definitely. In the one corner near the children's playground, there's a lot of Munzees already there. And that's where I'm going to stick the garden. There's one corner that hasn't been populated very much. So there's enough space in there for to stick a garden. Mm-hmm. If you go to the main Osaka station, which is called Umeda Station, there's a ton in that area as well. And I've been trying to add more. If you were to come to Osaka to play, you go out south to Yao, where there's a couple very active players with their families, and they've got a lot out there. Head out towards Kobe. You know, everyone wants to try the Kobe beef, I'm sure. I've got a great train line Munzee ride for you, even though PJ will curse that line. But
I curse hey, there's it, a lot of I points curse it with reason, woman. The odd thing is you get very great cell reception, but the GPS repeaters along the line are limited. And let's just say if you're a person who likes to get every single one along the line, then you will be frustrated. I've learned slowly with her patience to let go. And since I'm there several times a month, I just get one or two with each little section because it is frustrating. Compared to Osaka or even to Kyoto, the line, the GPS is pretty clear, pretty receptive.
Yeah.
But yeah, particularly between Sannomiya and Nishinomiya, it jumps every 1,000 feet or something, and it's very frustrating. But again, first world problems, right? I mean, everything you leave behind is something you can cap another day. Wow, that's awfully positive for PJ.
Wow, PJ. Oh, my. Turning a new leaf?
I guess. Pollyanna is my friend.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there we go. There we go. And Batman Kai, are you excited to play Munzee in Japan this summer?
Yes, I am. I've not played for the forever because VPNs don't work here.
Yeah, and the listeners have heard these problems, me whining about them incessantly the last few episodes. But yes, unable to play. So there we go. But we'll have to make sure we have our pocket Wi-Fis that we rent at the airport fired up with battery packs and all that stuff to play a lot on that day.
Hi. Kai, when you guys come out to my house, you just leave your mom and Rena behind, and you and your dad take off a couple hours early because you're going to need a couple hours at our train station, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. There's a garden there and a bunch of other stuff.
okay.
You know, they're not as crazy as us. They don't need to go nuts, you know. Yeah. Let them be normal.
I think we'll go nuts.
You want to go nuts.
We know that. Wait, Kevin, we'll talk before you get here, but you don't really need to do... I would strongly suggest you get an eSIM for your phone rather than a... I mean, no one does those mobile Wi-Fi things anymore. For a third the price, you can get twice the power.
Well, there's something I'll talk to you about.
But we'll talk about it offline. But
we'll talk about that again, one of the podcast. Yeah, yeah.
Although it is relevant to the game. If anyone travels internationally, and I know most travel for Munzee is not across regions, but to the neighboring countries, so it might be a little bit different. But these days, most people, if your phone has the ability to handle an eSIM or electronic SIM card, you can add a SIM plan for a very short period of time, which is much better than walking around with a mobile plan, with a mobile emitter. Every time I go to the States, I used to do those mobile Wi-Fi spots. But you got to charge that in addition to your phone. And the reception is spotty at best because most companies put the Wi-Fi emitters on the lowest rung of importance, right? But if you just get an eSIM, you're basically getting a temporary SIM card. It's electronic. And then you join a monthly plan or a pay-per-use plan. There's a variety of options. But I think if you look into that before you come, and anyone who might come to Asia in general, not just for Munzee, but... for geocaching or just normal tourism and business.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Something to look into for sure. The times be a changing. What is this crazy monster behind me?
How is she doing 1 year at a time? Okay. Oh, it's that hat she had before.
Yes, okay, so for those of you who are wondering what's happening, Sumiko Neko, my daughter, is behind me dancing around and being silly.
Take a picture of it.
So there we go, guys. So we are going to be talking to Carson shortly. And I guess we'll get ready for that. Okay. So we're going to end things right now. We're going to have our chat with Carson right now. So Sarah, if you can join us, I know you got to go, but if you can join us a little bit later for that interview portion, that would be fantastic.
I'll catch you guys later, and I'll try to be back as soon as I can.
Okay, so now it's a part of the podcast where, as we've already mentioned, Carson's joining us, Buckeye Casher. And hey, Carson, welcome to the podcast again.
Welcome, sir.
Yay. This is what, three times now, I think?
Three times, that's right.
Three or four?
I think three.
I think it's three. Yeah.
Four would be great, but we don't work as hard as we could to get guests on. But we really talk about changing that, but here we are. Yes. So we are working.
We are working on it, and we did it today. So
So Carson, how have you been doing? I know, speaking for myself, and I'm sure for PJ and Sarah too, we're seeing you all over the place on the Munzee places, on the Facebook, on the Discord, photos of events. You're all over. You're there.
Yeah.
So how is your Munzee playing? Can you maybe tell us a little bit about some of the bigger things that have been happening recently with you?
Yeah. It's grown a lot. So one of the big ones that just happened was Munzee Mecca down in Florida, and it worked out nicely with my school because our exams are like split over 2 days and we have half of our classes each day, and you don't have to be there if you don't have your exam. So I was off. I didn't have to be there Thursday. And then we had Sunday, Saturday off because it's the weekend. Mm-hmm. And then Monday was MLK day and Tuesday we had a teacher day. So I'm like, if I skip Friday, I'll have like an entire weekend, like a week off school. And it just so happened to work out that was Munzee Mecca weekend. And my birthday was the Wednesday before. So I'm like, hey, can I go to Florida for this Munzee event? And they're like, I don't know. I don't, we'll have to just talk and see. I'm like, okay. And they're like, well, I guess, yeah, we'll let you go. So I drove down there the day after my 18th birthday.
Wow.
For Munzee Mecca, and stayed with my grandma for that weekend, and then turned around and drove back Monday.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Now, let me ask this. Had you finished all your, this is the teacher in me. Have you finished all your exams at that point? Shouldn't you have been studying?
Yeah, my last exam was that Wednesday. And actually, that was the last exam I needed to pass to get valedictorian. Oh, wow. And I got the email on the way down.
Shut up. I'm valedictorian, so shut up, PJ.
So, yeah. So I got the email that our grades were posted. So I pulled off for a geocache, and I had to pull up my app real quick. And I was like, woo, I got a 95. So
you're doing okay.
Wow. I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose it's perfectly fine now.
So just as updates go then, so does that mean you completed, is this high school you've completed now?
Are you
in university? Have you started yet?
So our high school does like college credit classes, so I've done some of those. So I'm still, graduation's in June, but I'm missing like a half credit because I didn't double up in science 1 year. I doubled up in everything else but science for some reason. So I'm finishing my last random class I have to finish for high school, and then I'm done, and then off to university in August, beginning of August.
Cool.
What will you be studying?
I hope to go into forensic science. Ooh. So my mom was a funeral director for like my whole childhood. So that kind of, the gruesome part of it kind of got over it because I would spend weekends in the funeral home playing funeral with my sister and I. So just normal kid things. So, you know, I think there's like a bit of geocaching in Munzee involved in like looking for clues and stuff. So I haven't decided what area expertise I want to go into, but I think that's the main umbrella.
Well, you know what they say, and I think this fits really. Neil deGrasse Tyson said that a scientist is essentially a child who never grew up. I think, you know, as someone who's, I'm fascinated with bugs and entomology, and I'm not a young man anymore. But
as his forehead will attest, which is growing ever larger.
Oh, PJ.
And the bald man.
But as I'm crawling around on campus surrounded by children in awe of me catching bugs under bushes and my coworkers stand scratching their head, it's like, hey, there you go. Science. It's being curious. So I know, Sarah, you had some questions for Carson about moving and going to a new place and a new map and stuff. So, Sarah, I'll let you
know. So Carson, my first thing, I thought that was just kind of an interesting conversation that you and Kevin should be having, because come August, you both will be building brand new maps where you're at. I'm just wondering if you've thought about that, or if you've given it any thought, because I know Kevin has, because he knows he built his map kind of not very well. So he's going to have a 2.0. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. I have regrets about the way I did things. Yes.
That's the word I was looking for. Regrets. So Carson, I'm just wondering if you've got any tips or any thoughts, especially for new people that are listening, right, as they build their map. So you guys have an old map. Carson, you grew up in that map, and so now you kind of get to put your own mark onto your university area. So, and I know, Kevin, I want you to jump in too.
Yeah. Go. So.
Go.
I've got a. Oh, hold on. Okay, we're good. So,
go ahead, Carson.
Okay. So I've kind of looked, like, obviously when I went on my first college visit, I was already scoping out all the Munzees around there, and there was a couple, but there wasn't like anybody playing. So it was kind of like pretty open. So I've got my dorm picked out, and I was like, okay, I first need to get a POI I can cap from bed. So I've already got that one deployed. I've got a couple more. Like, I want to focus on where I'm going to be spending the most time. So people are like, I've had people like, oh, I'll deploy POIs and stuff for you, just let me know. And I'm like, let me get over there and figure out what my like daily route's going to be. Cause you know, it's like a big campus. I got to figure out where I'm going to be going most days to cap POIs, and then slowly, like, just kind of make it convenient for me, like build your area in a way it's convenient for you. Like for here in town, our main street has like, I don't know, I'd say 12 or 13 POIs just along it. And it kind of works out nice because that's the way Dad goes into town every single day, like when he runs the mail to the post office. So it's all like one straight shot. So it's kind of like if you look at our map here in town, you can kind of see the places where we go a lot because that's where all the Munzees are. Mm. So I don't have too much out of the way, but definitely that. And I've got a couple garden ideas I'm kicking around that I should hopefully release sometime.
Cool.
Perhaps August, maybe.
Yeah, awesome. Well, that's, I mean, okay, so jumping over to like me with a new map, I'm moving to Malaysia. I'm moving to Malaysia. Yeah, yeah. Leaving China for good. Thankfully, finally. Moving to Malaysia. I've got a job teaching at an international school in Malaysia on this beautiful tropical island called Penang Island, which I'm stoked about. Lots of wildlife and stuff. But there was the second biggest city in Malaysia there. It's called Georgetown, and it was a former British colony, a former British port during the colonial era. Real neat architecture and stuff. So it's a cool place. But the layout, there's the city proper, and I see a few kind people have already been putting some Munzees there. But that city proper, I'm probably only going to be able to really access on weekends because where my school is and probably where I'll be living is on the opposite side of the island. It's a very small island. And that area is kind of – it's on the side of a mountain. There's like a thin sliver of land next to a beach. So it's between the beach or the ocean and the mountain. And then there's some resorts there and things, but it is a relatively small area. And I already noticed that one very kind person has put a POI there for me, which is nearby where my school will be, which is fantastic. And I think I know which apartment complex I may be getting a place in. But I won't know that until August for sure. Mm-hmm. And once I do, that's when I think I'll start laying things out. But the one thing I did when I first came here to Shenzhen and built this map from scratch was I was very unplanned and willy-nilly with putting destinations around. So I didn't put a lot of thought into that, and then later on regretted it that my tree houses and Skylands, it's kind of like a messy spider web. Like, yeah. A Black Widow spider web. It's very messy. There's no pattern to it. There's no I kind of have to go all over the place to get them. There's no nice smooth route like you were mentioning where in your hometown. So I really, because of the land restrictions I'll have where I think I'll be living, I don't know how many destinations I can get near my place. Not as many as I have right now. And I'll have to kind of stretch them around another place. It'll be a little bit more work. But again, if I do it smartly, unlike now. Because again, now I'm just kind of running all over the place. I have to backtrack a lot to hit places because of the way the roads are. And it's a lot more time consuming than it should be when I'm trying to do all my destinations.
I think one of the lessons here is for listeners, if you're going to a new growth map or something that's pretty empty, don't be in a hurry to just throw things down. I mean, like you said, you get your POIs, you get a destination where you know you're going to be because you got your requirements you want to keep up. But use some conscientious effort in planning, you know, because again, if I could go back, I've spent half the money I've spent, MHQ, that you're welcome very much, on destinations to places I didn't think about. Whereas now I spend money on I commute to three places. I know, okay, I'm on the train, so this is going to be a Skyland. I'm not going to do a treehouse until I get out of the station kind of thing. And now I'm much more aware of not wasting money. I mean, not that it's a waste. If you have it, spend it. Why not? But, I mean, being strategic in your layout saves so much effort down the line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. It's definitely, I would, if my advice is to use that destination and POI planner that's in Kapaz. You know, it's just kind of play with that before you put anything down.
Yeah, yes. I'm going to do that. You guys, both Sarah and PJ put the brakes on me in my excitement when I found out where I was going and I got my job and I saw my contract. I'm like, oh, I'm going to tell everyone where I'm going and say, hey, guys. And I mean, I guess everyone's hearing now, but charity, people are going to be kind to me maybe later on. Once I'm on the ground and I know better how I'm going to be playing, where I'm going to be playing, what kind of transportation I'm going to have too. I actually... it's been suggested that I buy a car by a lot of people who've been working there for a long time. They say that getting around the place where I'm going to be, a car might be best. So I may be driving for the first time since my 20s. Who knows?
Yikes.
I was a pretty good driver. I did have to commute to university every day for 5 years. And
yeah, but wasn't that like when Fred Flintstone, didn't you use your feet?
Yeah, I used the feet. Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. I don't even have a comeback for that one. So, let's move on to Carson again and away from PJ, because it's all good to get away from PJ. So Carson, the other day, and I shared this on the Munzee Maniacs Facebook group, I saw you in a video about a contest. Tell me more about this. Tell the listeners. I'm sure they know, but I'd love to hear more about it.
So years ago, I want to say like 2019, maybe it ended, and it was Hammock ran like a Munzee Monthly giveaway video contest. Quite a mouthful there. And we had to film a video finding a physically deployed Munzee near whatever the requirement was for that month. So I think one month I remember it was a unicorn, and we ended up bringing an inflatable unicorn that had to be like blowed up by a pump, and we had to like plug it into my dad's car, like my dad's truck, and somehow we got a unicorn by the Munzee. And so they, you know, after I started my YouTube channel, which I've kind of slacked off on, but I'm getting back on that. And I was like, hey, like, if you ever want to bring it back, like, I don't mind doing it. So then actually I was out, like last week, I was out going to a Munzee event, and Rob's like, hey, do you want to bring this back? And I said, well, sure. So we ended up having a conversation en route to a Munzee event about like how, like, putting it all up. So then I got back, worked on the video, and got it out. So if you want to participate, there is, you can look up Munzee Tips and Tricks on YouTube, find the video there. You'll have to find a physically deployed Munzee near a mailbox. So it should be pretty accessible for everybody. And then you'll just visit the link in the description, submit your video as a YouTube short or a TikTok, which is another cool thing, because now we have two platforms instead of just one.
Yeah.
And YouTube shorts seem to get a lot more views, which is kind of what the goal is. And then submit that, and then at the end of the month, we'll release a new challenge and pick some winners and bring it back in kind of a fun way.
Cool. I'm actually going to head out this afternoon with my son, Batman Kai, to film a YouTube short for that. I've never been able to open a TikTok account while here in mainland China. And it's a mainland China thing. So other countries, other SIM cards, I will. but I do have, I can make YouTube shorts and all that. So I made my first YouTube short yesterday. I haven't uploaded it yet, but I made it in Apple Clips, about our July Osaka meetup, Munzee event. And then I'm going to make another one with Batman Kai today. We do know of one, mailboxes are pretty rare around here, but I do know of one I put a Munzee by. Hope they're both still there. If the Munzee's not there, we can figure that. We can sort that one out easy. But if the mailbox isn't there, well, you know, maybe I'll wear a mailbox costume. We'll see. I mean, I don't have one of those, but
you probably win the creative award.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, possibly, right? But yeah. So that's an afternoon plan for us. Yeah, cool. That's neat. You're going to be going to Virginia. University of Virginia, right? This August, and studying that map. What about, do you have any events coming up that you're planning on going to? Because you've been hitting some big ones.
Doesn't he go to all of the events?
I think he does.
I guess that's I met up with See My Shells and geocaching vlogger down in Florida, and See My Shells sent me a message like, hey, are you going to the event in California? And I'm like, no, I can't go to that one. That's a bit far. I would go there, but I'm not that well traversed. But my plan so far on the calendar is Owensboro for Geo Woodstock in May over Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. So I'll be heading on there. And then June 9th through 11th, little shameless self-promotion, I'll be having my mega event here in Greenville, Ohio. So that should be a fun, nice time by all. So if you're in the area, or if you're not in the area and you want a vacation, it's pretty
nice. Oh my.
They'll have a nice fun weekend there. And then
that's your graduation celebration one, right?
Oh yeah. Yep.
That's your graduation one? Okay. That's cool. Yeah.
So, and then July, I'll have Midwest Geobash. And then after that, wherever the world takes me.
Whoa.
Well, there you go. You got to get yourself to Japan then.
I would be at those two.
Would that be cool? That would be cool. July 9th, everyone. July 9th. Come to Osaka,
Rob.
Osaka, Japan. That's right. Yep. Rob, bring him over.
Carson needs a graduation present.
Yeah, there we go, right?
Please, people.
No,
we know he listens, so come on.
So yeah, we know Carson has to get places and do things. You guys have some other questions for our mega player here?
Ooh.
I got one. I mean, so you said, are you going to get, as I've noticed, YouTube has taken a slight a dip in frequency. Kevin and I and Sarah have the same issue sometimes. How do you balance, is what's your priorities going forward? Is it the YouTube channel? Is it working with MHQ or going to events more? Do you have any goals now that you've gone over the bazillion point limit? Do you have any goals coming up?
I feel like doing videos and going to events kind of like are the same thing because you can make videos about events. So hopefully I can get smarter and make more videos in less amount of traveling, which should be good to do. But as for goals, I mean, the long-term goal is probably number one, but that's pretty unrealistic. So we'll just say, I don't know, do better than I did last year. That's my goal.
Wow. Yeah, there's a positive uplifting. Better than last year.
No, like get more points than I did last year.
Oh my gosh. I think you got all the points.
You got them all. How could you get more? You got them all. There's no more. you know, it's interesting. I'm hoping that, you know, it's been very positive seeing a little bit of an uptake in content creation. It's been great seeing Joshua, the geocaching vlogger, making some months. He made a video just recently I've seen popping up all over the place about the big mega event coming up in California. Mm-hmm. I saw See My Shells. He made a video with the for the contest. Mm-hmm. I assume it was because it was one with the Munzee, physical Munzee by a mailbox. And that was fun. So it's fun to see people who are well-known in the geocaching community with videos and content creation coming over and making Munzee content. I want to make more Munzee content. I know the summer when I'm in Japan, I'm literally just on holiday. Like, it's going to be great. I'll be there for a month and I'm like, I'm on holiday. So it's like, here we go. Nothing but time. So I'm hoping I can get some cool content. And like you said, it's great when people can, you know, kill two birds with one stone and you can go to an event and make content, because for people like the three of us, we don't get to go to those mega events because of our geography. So I kind of live vicariously. I sometimes love it when I see like Joshua will make like a live video from a big geocaching event and I'll watch those. And it's just fun to see what it looks like, the community. And then I have to admit there's a jealousy factor where I wish I could be a little bit of a part of that community and go to those, but you know, in the future. So that's very cool.
Oh, sorry,
PJ.
I didn't mean to do it this time. It was the wrong button, sorry.
Okay, so Carson, so guys, for you can't see this, PJ just turned on a filter, and if you heard the first part of this episode, when my son Batman Kai is present in an episode, PJ loves to play with filters on Zoom because it just cracks my son up like it's nobody's business. It's impressive how funny he finds it. But there you go.
Well, it's great when I have someone on my maturity level on the podcast. So I get along real well. Right.
Because you got no reaction out of Carson.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I didn't see it happen. So
okay.
The benefit of the doubt.
There we go. Cool. So again, one more time before we say goodbye, for this monthly video, Munzee video contest, where can we go and find out? Where can listeners go and find out more information about it?
Yeah, so you can come visit the Munzee Tips and Tricks YouTube channel on YouTube.
Okay.
And Discord. We have a Munzee Discord now. That's pretty fun. You can check that out. I think it's also posted in Munzee Water Cooler. So any of the big Munzee gathering spots should all lead you back to YouTube. And then all the information's there. And submit your video and make sure you use the hashtag, because there's quite a few people that didn't do that. And we have to be like, sorry, we can't take it. And then they resubmit it. So.
Okay. Cool. Well, I love the fact that you said quite a few people. So it means that, you know, you're getting some people making the content. And again, more content means more people hopefully brought to the game.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Well, Carson, thank you so much for joining us today from all the way in the United States.
Woo-hoo.
Well, thank you for I mean, this happened so quickly. Carson sent me a message earlier this week and telling me to hurry up and submit my POI for his garden. And then I just dropped it and he's like, "Hey, I'm available." And so, nice. This was, thanks for being so flexible and excited about, or at least willing to get on with us three fools.
As someone, as a brilliant person once said. So everyone out there listening, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to share this podcast with your Munzee playing friends if you haven't already. Let's get more people listening. The podcast continues to grow and grow. I'm sure we'll grow more if we put up more episodes. But thank you for listening, everyone. Remember to do all those things like we say. If you listen to an Apple Podcast, leave a review, leave a rating. Do all that fun stuff. And again, share the links to the podcast in different places like the water cooler, the Discord, and get more ears on the podcast. And Carson, thank you so much. And PJ and Sarah, have a great Sunday.
Bye-bye. Bye, guys.